Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night. It's the 15th day of September 2023. It may be the last good section of time that we're going to have for a while. And I say that literally. But I will tell you this. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, and he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get fired up. You got to get fired up and get ready to go. Because I'm going to tell you what, you're going to see stuff like nobody knows. The wild weasel's going to run. He's jumping around already. You got Casey Jones putting on more speed, coming downhill out of the mountains on 12 different tracks headed for Function Junction. More coal, Casey says, more speed. Well, let me tell you what, you want indicators, you can see indicators here. Because if you watch the gold markets, you know they go up and down, but when they really move, you know something is not right, right at this moment, you see. Gold, well, let's just give you the gold up, was $1,926.40, up $14.74 an ounce. Silver, $23.13, up 40 cents an ounce. Platinum, $938.23, that was up $21 an ounce. Palladium, $1,285.08, up $6.98. Platinum and palladium is how you do cold fusion, all right? And so there's some people going to go long into that, but I'm going to tell you, the gold is up substantially, and silver is up 40 cents. Now, when it going to go up, jump, 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 and oh boy, well, silver will be 55 or 100 or whatever, and gold will be 20,000. Well, by then, you won't be able to get any. So if you want some, call Brother Quail and, you know, leave a message on the phone, have him call you back if you want some. Gold, silver, palladium, platinum, and then Steve, get any of Steve's books you can still get. Just incredible. And I talked to him today. He's been editing on a new Vimeo or video coming out, a DVD, about the archaeological digs in Mexico. It's just going to be incredible. And you can't believe it. and they're showing you everything and how they dig it, the whole nine yards. You can also get his private briefings and QPOS 2.0, and those are worthwhile to get additional information and perspective on what's happening or getting ready to happen. 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you to get you taken care of, whether you get Steve or Daryl, his manager, or Tyler, his son. You tell him to take good care of you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting real close to these timings with the, I talked to you about it last night, the G20, they basically agreed upon instituting the central bank digital currency that will require a digital ID, which that will be an ID that's going to be with a chip or an eye scan or a tattoo or some kind of a thing, a permanent like marking that will be, in effect, the mark of the beast. You better get ready. You better get going. You better use whatever you can to get your food and your stuff and to create your own general store. Now, if you think back what was in a general store, and you go in, they had shotgun shells and rifle shells. They had, sacks of grain. They had canned goods. They had apples and pears and that kind of stuff. They had coffee, and they had, all the different types of things that you would want. Plus, they had frillies and fabrics for the ladies to sew clothing, all right? Or the tailors, the men, to do it too. So I'm going to say to you, if you can get a hold of, and I know some people who did this, and they're quite blessed by it. They went out and got an old pedal Singer sewing machine, and it was in pretty good shape and ran, but they had somebody take a look at it. They put one on one little belt or one little thing to fix it, and it runs perfectly, and you push the treadle, and it goes up and down, and the one that they had would even sew leather. But the thing is, if you had some of that, if you had bolts of denim and fabric, you had bolts of camouflage, okay? Camouflage fabric. You had bolts of chambray or whatever would be a utilitarian type corduroy or denim or whatever to make a pair of pants, a dress, a shirt, whatever out of. That will give you a tradable skill. That will give you something to barter for things that you might lack. You may not have the chickens that would give you eggs. You may not have beef, or you may not be able to hunt to where you can bring in game or something like that, but you can trade that for something else. You know, I'm telling you, 22 long rifle shells will also be a currency, all right? This kind of stuff is going to have to be mastered quickly, because I'm telling you, they're also now talking about, I know Cliff Hive, some people believe in the web bots, others don't, but Cliff and other people that he's associated with are talking about this upcoming, what's going to be a total catastrophe. If 9/11 had the value of it, what its value was in terms of badness, they say this thing that's getting ready to happen, probably between now and April of the coming year, somewhere between now and then, could be 10 minutes from now, whatever that is, whatever. But that it is going to be 13 times the badness or the intensity of 9/11. There's some possibility of talk that they somehow or another that somebody is going to use a particle beam weapon or a laser weapon and take out with a real powerful strike the Denver airport, possibly Denver itself, and then also Cheyenne Mountain in some kind of fashion. It could also be a hypersonic missile or something like that. You shoot one of those, one of the Sarmats, you got a Sarmat missile comes down and hits that, it could take out the United Kingdom or take out the state of Texas with one missile. So now at the same time, we've talked about these tsunami weapons, these tsunami drone submarines. that have a nuclear weapon on there that can create a 1,000-foot high tidal wave or tsunami wave. And if they got into the Great Lakes, okay, or into the Tennessee River or the Ohio River, the Mississippi River, whatever it might be, if they came down the St. Lawrence Seaway, same kind of stuff, you see. And then today we talked to her last night. We talked to you about off the coast in Lake Erie, off of Erie itself, Erie, Pennsylvania. They were doing racetracks up there with a P-8. Now that's a P-8 Poseidon, the highest level, most sophisticated sensing and detection of submarines and nuclear weapons type stuff. You generally see these off the coastline of the United States or off the coastline where we have bases or an ally has a base that's worried about Russian or Chinese subs with nuclear weapons on board. Well, I'm going to tell you what, when those come off the coast and go into Lake Erie or go into Lake Michigan, okay, or Lake Superior or Lake Huron, or they go and they're sitting there and then one was by Columbus, Ohio this morning, and now this afternoon, apparently before coming on, I was told by an astute watcher that the P-8 was down around Johnson City, Tennessee, and down in that area, getting into those areas where they could see the TVA dam, and down there, not only with the possibility of these submarines, these tsunami autonomous tsunami subs that can lay on the bottom and not make a move for 6 months or a year and then activate all of a sudden and blow up, okay? Down there in that area, they could be looking for Russian Spetsnaz or Red Chinese, as far as that goes, saboteurs. Now, last night we had in, North Platte, Nebraska, big railroad yard up there, huge railroad yard in between, Denver and Omaha. I believe it's Union Pacific. But the thing that is going on there is that they had a railroad car sea container that was on a car, a flatbed, or whatever, some kind of a railroad car, exploded with a huge explosion of perchloric acid, which is used in making explosives. And I talked to somebody who said they remember in chemistry class, they got one little tiny drop on their hand and started burning and smoking. And they had to run it under the water real quick and get that off of there because it was burning up their hand. And also, when it combines with other things, it can explode, the next day or the day later or what have you. So they had to evacuate a large portion of the town. Well, isn't that interesting? Last week, it was what? Archer Daniels Midland in Decatur, Illinois, one of the largest soybean processing, corn processing plants in the world. And that exploded and, like 8 people got hurt. What's it going to be the coming week or this weekend? What's going to be the sabotage target of the Red Chinese or of the, the Russian Spetsnaz? Or of the hired people by the EIEIOs? The same ones that are in league with Lucifer and the same ones that are basically backing and helping Red China against the United States. Have to drink a little coffee and get going here because I'll tell you, it's tough when you get worn down. You've been doing this for years. And then just right when you start to see the things really start to go down and take place, that's when you're at the least expecting it. You see what I'm saying? I expected it, but I'm at the least able to handle it, perhaps. But I will tell you what, I got plenty of fight left in me for 10 minutes, and that's what I'm going to get into, and then I'm going to go back to eat my cheeseburger or my ice cream sandwich, if you know what I mean. I'm not going to play truck with anybody. It's going to be boom, 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 boom. Adios, adios. Okay? You understand? That's what it's going to be. And I'm going to tell you what. Don't come down my block if you got bad intention. Do not come down it. Or go to anywhere I might be. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, you better get ready to protect your home, your family, your business, whatever it is you got. And the first key to that is to repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. If you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean and you'll see different things. You'll see better. The things that are going on in the Ukraine are incredible. But I'm going to tell you, when they took out that big ammunition depot last week, when the Russians or whoever took out the depot that was the Ukrainian ammo depot, that hurt them severely. And then you got the United States. Everybody thinks, well, we can supply this and we can supply Taiwan and we can supply this and South Korea and Japan and bup, bup, bup. The fact of the matter is we do not have that industrial capability anymore. That industrial capability was given over to China after Tricky Dick and, what's his name? I'll be back, the guy with the two glasses, Kissinger, Heinz Kissinger. So since then, we've given them everything up. I can remember when it was at a certain point in time where somebody contracted for all the labor for the next 20 years. I think back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, they contracted all the labor in the coal mines of China at 25 cents an hour for 20 years. And that was the guy that was Armand Hammer, whose senator was Al Gore's daddy was the Soviet senator, and then Al Gore became, the senator, and then he became the vice president, and then Al Gore became known as the knuckle, the guy that made people pony up after the gamblers came through town and they lent the money. He made them pony up. He was still involved in it. And they owned Iowa beef for a while and all those kind of things. But all that stuff is going bye-bye. All of the food is starting to disappear. Now, I'll tell you what. If you can go and you've got good food on the shelf, then you need to buy whatever you can. And buy the protein. You got Mountain House. You got Alpenair. You got Wise. You got Emergency Essentials. NitroPak. All the different types of stuff that's out there. Nutri-Store, whatever, whoever it is, you got to get the beef chunks, the Yoder's canned bacon, Yoder's canned beef chunks, Yoder's chicken chunks, pork chunks, turkey chunks. Survival Cave, they've got a lot of meat in the can. And this is stuff that will last you 15, 20 years or more. I'll tell you what. Basically, I've told you about the canning stuff before when I talked to personally somebody from Allen Canning a number of years ago, all right, before the Y2K. I asked him, what is the date on top of the cans? He says, that's the date. Usually he might say best buy or sell by or whatever, but that's the date where 100% of the listed nutrients on the back label of the can of peas or whatever it is, that those nutrients are going to be still good by that date. Afterwards, it might only be 1% less or 2% less, but will still have, very much so, probably have real good food value still. I mean, they've got canned goods they opened that were from ancient, not ancient, but from old time expeditions and stuff. They opened the cans, they found out the stuff is still good. But now the trick is you got to make sure that that's the case. And then the Cajuns, they know, they know dummies, they know what to do. They throw it in the gumbo pot, share. A la danse, we're getting ready to do the dance. You know, we're getting ready to do these dances and go down the road. And I'm going to say what? I'm going to read to you again one more time, you see. Because this stuff is getting ready to happen. I can just sense it. I can see what's going on. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, and I think they arrested about 1 million people there, by the way, or at least maybe 1/4 of the city. But anyway, for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested 1/4 of the entire city, that'd be 250,000. I think it was 1 million people. People had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose. And had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of 6 people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would have very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is just going to go wild weasel. And to the peace officers, stay on the side of the people and get your family, your friends, get them out to the fish camps, to the hunting camps, out to the ranchos. You know what I'm saying? Out to the ranchos where Grandpa's at the ready with his rifle and shotgun as well. And take them out there. And if there is a day goes by that you don't buy another can of food or another few cans of food or 6 cans of food or buy a camping, mountain house camping pouches or whatever it is, then shame on you. If there is a day that goes by, you try to buy at least of nothing else. Just stop for 1 or 2 extra cans of chunky soup or, you know, Progresso soup or Chef Boyardee or whatever it is you like, Denny Moore, beef stew, roast beef hash, whatever. I'll tell you what, I can take a roast beef hash and about 3 eggs and throw on top of that right there and churn that all up and then get me some North Carolina barbecue sauce. You know, put on that dude and a dash or 2 of the hot sauce as well, red or green or both. And that makes for a fine meal. Makes for a fine meal. And I'll tell you, I can split that in half, and that gives me 2 meals, okay? But you got to think about 1 can being the ration for a day, if necessary, to do your business and to keep you in the game. And I know I keep going over and over and over in this. And, oh, Hawk, why don't you talk about something really cutting edge, you know? But I'm telling you what the Lord is telling me to tell you. You got to get ready. If you want to do the dance, you want to do the hokey pokey, you better put your left foot in. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to stay in the game. And whistling past the graveyard and whistle while you work, boop, 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 doop, you know, is going to be all you got going when that old hypersonic comes rolling down the pipe. Or when the dam breaks and you're in the TVA and all the lights go out. Already we can't go up and down the Mississippi River until they blow the Great Lakes with the tsunami submarines. And then they pour all of that down through the center and down every river and every stream in the middle part of the United States and cut off all the bridges and destroy a bunch of cities and a large amount of good cropland, okay? What are you going to do when there's no more grocery store? What are you going to do when there's no more drugstore, okay? What are you going to do when you can't get Huggy Pants or Pampers? Well, then you'd better buy cloth diapers right now and some safety pins. And I'm going to tell you, if you want a soap, then buy Dawn dish soap by the big jugs, because that will not hurt baby ducklings. It ain't going to hurt you if you use it for shower, hair, you know, headdress, wash your clothes, whatever. A little bit of that in there will do it. But you're going to see a time, and they're already doing it now, where they're already starting to require, even though the head doctors and surgeons organization has said that masks, these paper, you know, masks, the N95s, are not effective, and they actually are harmful. And now they're starting to require them again. And now they're talking about, you know, taking the next vaccine or booster or whatever, when the fact of the matter is that the VAERS, vaccine adverse reaction kind of statistics, is that out of every 1,000 people that got the vaccine for the COVID, all right, at every 1,000 that got the vaccine, one died. And then we get this number of, I think, 118,000 or close to 120,000 children died after taking the vaccine. 120,000 kids died after taking the vaccine. And then where are the children on Maui? Who's got them in some hookah-dookah lodge, you know, for the adrenochrome drinkers and pedophiles? Where are they at? You see how evil this has become? Do you see how they're killing people? 120,000 children. Over 1,000 kids, 1,700 kids, whatever, in Maui. And they still don't know where they're at. And you saw the school buses taking them out. And Oprah just can't understand why everybody's so upset. Because you're an evil person. $1,200. When they're home just burnt and their parents are dead and the kids are somewhere else being, you know, allegedly abused. Or killed for blood sacrifice. And if you don't think these evil Luciferian jerks don't do that, you should read up on the Franklin cover-up. Franklin cover-up. And all of those kind of things that went on with that. Paul Benassi and all the stuff. And I used to sit and I used to talk to Ted Gunderson. I used to talk to him at various Christian meetings when he would speak. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this time we live in is not the beginning of things. It's the beginning now of sorrows. What we're starting to experience is just the beginning of sorrows, Lord Jesus says. It's interesting, you know, to see all this stuff. Now, apparently in China, this is interesting, the gold price in China versus the United States. It's now over $100 more per ounce in China than is being quoted in the West. So consequently, do you understand what the real value of the gold is? And then pretty soon, you're going to have to be trading it. But you trade your life for gold. And you trade silver for your food and your necessities. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but if you're reading me right, this is going to be the most intense period that you could ever do. Well, Jesus told us. What did he tell us? I ought to just read it again because that's the way to do it, you know? That way you don't get it wrong. You know, you don't paraphrase it. You don't do something. And that's what everybody else does on the TV and different things, you know? And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, or neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation. Okay, it's going to be possibly in the winter, right? We're coming up on fall, aren't we? Neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, these days shall be shortened. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. It's going to be so wild weasel, you can't believe it. That's just going to be what it is. Wars, rumors of wars. Famines. Famines is when people don't have enough to eat, when they're starving. Not when you're kind of just hungry. It's when you don't have anything to eat. Or you have so little that you cannot get any nutritional value. And your stomach aches and your stomach hurts. You have no energy. You can't move. You can't do a doggone thing. Famines. Pestilence. Earthquakes in diverse places. And all that is happening. And Jesus said, these are the beginning of sorrows. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, if you like to get the word of Lord Jesus out and our Father in heaven out, the people who are hungry for it, the mountain people, the tribe, the villages, tribal villages in the mountains of Indochina, they're on fire for it. And the Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania. 17067. They are printing up the Bibles and songbooks in the dialects of each of the mountain villages, distributing them. We had the one case where it started as a little house church in one village, and now they're building a church. It was a $20,000 project, and a lot of you people out there listening tonight helped to donate to that. And then that has been fully paid for. They're building it, and that should be completed. And now we're back to getting the songbooks and the Bibles into their hands because they're gaining ground with them. They're saving souls with them. They're marrying. They're baptizing. They're doing everything the right way. Thanks to the Nunamakers, Dave and Debbie. And thanks to the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 1-800-875-1067. And if you like to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, keep me in the game and striking blows against the Luciferians, bopping them in the shin with the Louisville Slugger. And that's another good idea. You can keep a Louisville Slugger in the back of your car or truck, right, or up front with you riding. There's nothing illegal about a Louisville Slugger and maybe a baseball in a glove, you know. But the baseball and the Louisville Slugger are helpful because you can throw the ball at somebody's head, pitch a strike, or make them duck and then wade in with the bat. You know what I'm saying? If you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, using the ball bat against the Lucy shins and temples and elbows and collarbones, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. Could be Federal Reserve notes, silver dime, silver quarter, ounce of silver, whatever it might be, a little bit of gold, you know, 10th ounce gold, whatever it is, an ounce of gold, whatever you feel like you want to send, a little platinum, whatever it might be, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get out and you got to get some more food. If you do not have for your family, if you ain't got a year's supply or something, or, you know, you're not down the road to getting that, then you should be getting down the road to getting it. But if you don't have a 50 cents or a dollar to walk around the block with, let me tell you, see if you can go out and collect cans or do something and sell the aluminum for the scrap, you know. Sell the aluminum for the scrap, that kind of stuff, and go out and get yourself four or five more cans of Progresso soup or Denny Moore beef stew. I like to have the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables all in the gravy so you don't have to use precious water. Because now we've got the situation with, you know, water, like the EPA going after Berkey, the British Birkfeld water purification systems, water filtration systems. They say that the silver particles in the filter are pesticides. Well, yeah, because it kills the crap they want to give you. Or when they knock out the power or they knock out the water purification stations and that kind of stuff, or the lakes is all you got to drink out of, or the rivers or what have you, if you don't have a Berkey, you know, or some form of filtration that will take out the bad stuff, the viruses, the microorganisms, the protozoas, the bacterias, the chemicals, okay, the radiations, you know, all of that stuff, which the black Berkey filters will do. They don't want you to have that. And then they're pretty much getting sold out because they have stop orders on them making any of it at their factories. But look out there and see if you can go scour around to Cabela's and Bass Pro and Academy and all the different things, Sporting Goods and REI and all the camping supply stores and all that kind of stuff. See if you've got somebody out there that's got one of the Berkeys. Or if not, grab onto the Katydyn, the Katydyn combis, or the other Katydyn filters, or the Aqua Rains, or the Pure, or the Sawyers. Get something that will purify some water to a great degree. Maybe not as good as those black Berkey filters, but at least as good as you possibly can. And then after you filter it, maybe you boil it or take it through again, or you boil it first and then filter it through. But you're going to have purified water, and you're going to need containers to carry it in. You know, 5-gallon cans or stack of blocks, where the water blocks, where you stack them all up. you know, about 3 or 4 feet high, all right? But you can carry individual ones and put them in a truck, throw one to the next guy, put it in the truck, throw one to another person, put it in the trunk, you know? You're going to need that. It's going to be imperative you have it. And I already have felt for years. I have felt as I was able to see and that the Lord would reveal to me and show me. And I could feel the anguish and the pain and the terror and the fear and the just sheer misery of what's getting ready to happen. I've been plugged into that and experiencing that in a way from the, you know, in an offhanded way from what the Lord has shown me. It's just going to be horrendous. If you're going to have population planet Earth no more than 500 million, not billion. And if you got 6.5-7 billion people now, say you got 6.5, then 6 billion people got to die. Till you get to that 500 million number that the Luciferian scumbag world, New World Order pieces of crap want to get into. But I'll tell you what, when the time comes, they had better hurry up and run, because I'm going to tell you, there's going to be people out there who are not going to allow them to get down the street. I remember years ago, somebody told me, he said, you want to stop the drug trade? You want to stop the cocaine and the heroin trade and all the big drug trade on the planet? Then they said, hang a New York banker. Hang him up by the light poles. You see, that's the kind of thing that you're going to see. At the same time, if you're sitting out there and weak and willy-nilly or mamby-pamby, and there's nothing wrong with being good, but there's also nothing wrong with standing up to protect your children. Moms, you know how to protect your kids. Would you allow your kids, dad, will you allow your kids to be raped or killed in your presence and taken away somewhere where they can have this guy, people can have their way with them? No, you'll fight with everything you got. You'll fight with everything you got. You come at them with hatchets, knives, axes, shooting irons, whatever it is you got, garbage can lids, your fists. I once talked to a guy, he was Dutch, and then he was a modern era guy, but he was like, oh, I don't know, he was in his 40s or 50s, but he was in what they called the Neck Biter Brigade. And the Neck Biter Brigade was the Royal Dutch, I believe they were Royal Dutch Marines or whatever, a unit of them, and they were poised in underneath the trestle bridge or whatever, you know, or an overpass. They were poised in there on the road that the Nazis were coming in to take the big city. And they had stacked up ammo, and they had their rifles and their, you know, all their different machine guns and all their stuff. And they were shooting and firing. They were killing Nazis left and right. And the Nazis kept coming, were working them or working them down. And then they ran out of ammo. So they fixed bayonets. They fixed bayonets and did a bayonet charge at the Nazis. They fixed bayonets and charged into the Nazi lines. And they fought them with the bayonets and carved them up and carved them up. And then the bayonets were breaking. And then they started using them as clubs. And they went to clubs with the rifle butts and fought the Nazis again and again and again, holding them back so they couldn't come through under the bridge to go to where their families and homes were at. And then their rifle butts, they got those, were breaking up and were being to where they couldn't use them anymore. And they went hand-to-hand combat against the Nazi steel and guns and knives and whatever they had. And they fought and fought and fought to the death. And maybe a few lived or got away or off to the side or the wounded. But that brigade was awarded, you know, duty for years in the Caribbean, all right? That's what you got to have. That's the way the Native Americans fought. When they knew they had to sing their death song and they came, then they would fight like all get out. They would fight like all get out. But I'm going to tell you what, there's some good old American boys out there that is good fighters as well. Veterans, you know what's going on. And just the good old boys. And all of the good, tough city guys. Black, white, yellow, brown, tan, whatever color you are. Irish, Italians, whatever you might be. The fact is, you'd better be ready. And when I mean ready, I think of all kind of stuff. And I sit there after this afternoon, I said, you know, I'm going to tell people to get more than one pair of boots. If you got money right now, get you an insulated pair of boots for the winter. Make sure you got plenty of merino wool socks. Merino wool is softer. It'll feel good. They clean up. They'll last you a long time. And boots that are insulated. But then you need boots that aren't insulated for the summertime, all right, in springtime. But you need boots that are waterproof, that have got the waterproofness to them and all of that. And I suggested you get a couple pair for yourself and any other people in your family. Give yourself an extra size. Don't tailor make it to where you've got the perfect shoe size, you see. Give yourself a little extra. So you got the big fat sock in there, the good big wool sock. You got room in your toes and your toes don't freeze. I'm going to tell you, blue jeans, camouflage. I'm a big fan of wearing something underneath, you know, like the sweatpants or the, or actually you better wear the long handled underwear. Get the new kind, it's better. The cotton ones are not what you want. You want wool, you want the microfiber stuff or what have you. Like the military uses. And you get that and you wear that. And then if you happen to wear maybe a pair of blue jeans, all right, or corduroys, and then over the top of that, camo pants and a camo, then you got some kind of a fleece jacket, and then you got a camo jacket over that, and then in the real winter, you got a parka up, you know, one of the parkas or the big heavier coats, camouflage or green. And if you're going to be in the city and you think you're going to have to stay there, then you can't wear camouflage, but you can be camouflaging grays, dark greens, blacks, navy blues that you can blend into the shadow of the side of the building, you know. But if you can get out of them old cities, you better off you're going to be. The better off you're going to be. So some kind of a thing, possibly worse than 9/11 is going to happen. Well, a nuclear attack on the United States could do that. FEMA headquarters, FEMA capitals are getting ready. They're getting their equipment, their antenna poles, their radio gear, all right? And people say, well, you don't need radio gear. We use satellites now. Well, do you know that the satellites, you dummies, are going to get knocked out of the sky pronto quick? And that you better have some HF comms where you can throw a line up over a tree limb and you got more power and you can get it out. You're going to need extra batteries. You're going to need extra lamp oil for your lamps. You're going to need 120-hour candles. Get a list and go down the list. And what are you going to do with the kids? What kind of games are they going to play? Well, you better have a few decks of cards and, you know, some dice and maybe a Monopoly board or, you know, or something like that. Whatever it might be. Chutes and ladders. I don't know. A harmonica. A little flute or a little, you know, tonette or a little flutophone or what, you know, anything that could pass the time with music or with a little bit of enjoyment. And then I'm going to tell you, if you have the ability, if you've got like a solar generator, solar backup generator, where you got the solar panels and you can charge it all up and keep it going and that kind of stuff, then if you can run a small DVD player off of that, and if you happen to have, I've thought about some different things I wouldn't mind having. I'd love to have like the some of the History Channel, the Ancient Aliens, or the, I could watch the Pickermans forever, because that would give you a slice of life and all of the different stuff. It would also give you ideas about what to grab when you're out there and if you're in forage 101 situations. And what it might be good for. But for right now, while you can still do it, you got to go to the grocery store. You got to go to the camping store. You got to go to where they sell firearms, where they sell ammunition. Thousands and thousands of rounds. When General Pink Jackstrap Millie tells his wife to buy a tent, then you had better buy a tent. Okay? And you'd better have sleeping bags that will be good up to, say, 15, 20 below, all right? Or you can have one less. You say, oh, well, Hawk, I live down in the deep south. Well, how do you know that they're, you know, without any kind of a thing, that that isn't going to be pretty nice to have, something that if it gets down to 30 or something at night, if you had one that was minus 15, then you'd have a little bit extra, wouldn't you? You could always unzip it a little bit and let the steam out, you know what I mean? Pre-positioning of key building type supplies, like 3/4 inch sheets of plywood, 3/4 inch sheets of plywood, and screws and nails, okay. Jars of them, you know, nuts and bolts, screws, nails, all of the different things to put them in. If you don't have electric power, then you need a brace and bit, the old-fashioned way. Where you turn it, the brace and the bit, you put your elbow or your armpit down on it, and you corkscrewed that thing around. I remember seeing my dad drill holes with that years ago, and he had an electric drill, but he kept up with the other just to see if he could keep doing it, because that was his father's tool, the brace and the bit. But if you can do it, you've got the lithium-ion battery-type products. The screwdrivers, the nut drive, you know, the screwdriver, the nut driver, the different things, the chainsaws that run off of that. Because if you don't have gasoline, but then you're going to have chainsaw oil, aren't you? All of these different kind of things. But if you pre-supply yourself with this equipment and with some concrete blocks, and they can be of different types. And you can have mortar, but you also need to possibly look into, if you've got time to research it, how to make cob, you know, so you could build something with cob walls. Ladies and gentlemen, building off the grid is going to become a reality. But you can look around for places right now that are out beyond the exurbs, that are just into the rural areas, that maybe somebody don't know where they're at, or maybe it's you know, every door that ain't locked when nobody's around, but there's nobody there, or it's a way out in the middle. I've seen stuff driving down roads right out in the middle. I think that they're blockhouse buildings. I think they were originally buildings that were put out there to store parts and tools and stuff when they put up some of the original high lines. Some of those kind of places might be very interesting. under certain bridges, they have doors that where you can go into the section of the bridge on each side of the water. You see what I'm saying? And you might could survive in there for a little bit. And that could be your spot if the time comes. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you, right now the United States is selling their Hellfire missiles to Canada because Canada doesn't have any. They need drones also to cover the northern quarter for when the Russians are coming. So then, of course, the Canadians, they brought the Red Chinese in out there in British Columbia, and they're running around lakes and their BDUs, you know? Their uniforms, you know, battle dress uniforms. Get your kids, teach them how to box or teach them how to wrestle or take them to Muay Thai or Taekwondo or Hapkido, but get them into something that's not all about the belt and the trophy, you know? Get them into something that actually teaches them how to defend themselves. And hence be able to defend their mother or their father or their brother or their sister. At the same time, I think for the kids, you need to get the school books of the next year or two or whatever lessons. You need to get the, maybe if they're in grade school, you get the high school books, okay? Because you could always go back to the grade school books you got now, and then the high school books, you could teach them in between there. You can teach them in between there. And then if you have manual typewriters, manual typewriter, then you can have some interesting things doing things like that. You see, you got to think about how would you recreate what you have now or a semblance of what you have now. So don't go in there. They're Luciferian knife without a fight. Our B-2 bombers are practicing to bomb North Korean VIPs. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven and against the constitutional Bill of Rights Americans who would hold this land against all comers. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready, and Mickey LaPua, baby. Squeeze that trigger, don't jerk it. Road and track and little L. You know how to fight very well. You're also reading. You're also learning history. You're learning science, mathematics. Stay up on it. Stay in the game on that as well. Because that's the key to the future. Say hi to your mommy and daddy. You got some good ones. Ladies and gentlemen, go out tonight. Go out tonight, go out tomorrow, and prepare. Buy more preparations. Because the stock market ain't going to last that long. 401k will go bye-bye, if you know what I mean. And if you don't have the food and the ammo, what you going to do? And don't forget about NBC gear. Good night.